The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
Then it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live! Marijuana Nation! Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes, and welcome. It is Monday, August 29th, 2011, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us for this next 60 minutes of news, talk, interviews, information, music, comedy, and more by, for, and about the cannabis community. Coming to you from the newly redesigned Rolla J Studios. Wait till you get a look at this. First of all, we got to go over there to the Pirate's Cove with Ganja John. You have a cove now, John.
I have a lot more work to do now.
I know. It's good to have
you. Amazing.
It's amazing. Got the two monitors set up for John over there in the Pirate's Cove, running the show. We can actually catch each other eye contact now. Makes things a little better. Also, we have the Wiz.
Single eye contact.
The single eye contact.
Monoocular eye contact.
That's right. We also have the Wiz Calico cam that we can turn on and pan around the room. Let's check that out here. Welcome, Calico.
Hello, hello, hello. And I have a new mic thanks to Rolla J.
I'm still working on my cards here. So.
Hey, it's all good.
Bear with me.
Stoned audience.
Also from our virtual studio in beautiful Grastoria, Oregon, we hook up with the lovely Cannabis Carrie. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, here in Portland. We're doing good. We're getting things all rearranged and fixed up here in the studio. We got different jobs that we're doing now and switching things around. But so far, everything's going great. How was your weekend?
Well, since I spent it with you, it was fantastic.
All right.
That was sweet.
Aww. Oh, sweet. Well, Carrie brings us our hemp headlines right after the first break. What do we got in the news, Carrie?
We've got a lot of news. I'll see if we can fit it all in today. I've got a story that I kept holding over from last week about your pets. I promise I'm going to do that today. Also, a councilman shot in California. We're going to go to Australia for some world news on their laws that are changing. And I have a stupid stoner story if we can fit it in. I'm going to try.
All right, we'll check all of that after our first break. And then, coming up at 20 after the hour, we do our daily Toker Tunes. Today, Cannabob is bringing us the classic Peter Tosh song, Legalize It. I think we've even got video for it, so we'll check that out at 20 after. And speaking of video, at half past, we're going to do some cannabis community. I'm bringing to you, not one, not two, but all three of the speeches that I did at Seattle Hemp Fest, back to back to back in our cannabis community segment right at half past the hour. And then at 45 past, we're going to go into a radical rant. The Sacramento Bee is a newspaper out there in Sacramento that Paul Armentano has written many op-eds for. Well, now he's getting attacked for some of those op-eds from prohibitionists that accuse Normal of cherry-picking data. That's right. They're accusing us of cherry-picking data. You can't imagine what I got to say about that. And we'll get to that at 45 past the hour. Plus, hour two, we got Toker Talk Radio. Cannabis Cure is still hanging out in the studio. Lots of stuff coming up next.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hey Tokers, this is Radical Russ encouraging you to check out the great music this summer. And one group you should definitely check out are big supporters of Normal and marijuana legalization, and that's Slightly Stupid. Get all the details online at seedlesssummertour.com. Slightly Stupid.
We don't need
Revolution. Swayze. And Cisco. It's the stoniest show of the summer, coming to Missoula, Boise, Redmond, Washington, Eugene and Jacksonville, Oregon, Lake Tahoe, Berkeley, San Diego, Salt Lake City, Aspen, Denver, Asbury Park, Guilford, New Hampshire, Philadelphia, Boston, New York, Baltimore, Charlotte, Cocoa Beach, Boca Raton, St. Augustine, Atlanta, Raleigh, Columbus, Ohio, Chicago, Mesa, Arizona, and Irvine, California. Don't miss it. For more details, visit SeedlessSummerTour.com. Seedless Summer Tour is sponsored by Seedless.com, Sector 9, Groove Shark, Revolution Vodka, and Silver Surfer Vaporizers.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
In today's busy world, we're inundated by advertising for all types of pharmaceuticals that come with a laundry list of potential side effects. Shouldn't you have better medical choices? Natural alternatives to pills pushed by Big Pharma? At Alternative Medical Choices, you could choose natural, safe, and effective alternative therapies that are right for your budget without nasty side effects. Cannabis, or marijuana, has been a legal medicine in the Pacific Northwest since 1998. Our doctors will help determine your qualifications for a medical marijuana recommendation in Oregon, no matter where you live. Our massage therapist will ease your aches and stress with soothing hemp seed oil or cannabis-infused massage salves. We also offer acupuncture, Reiki, and other alternative health therapies. Call Alternative Medical Choices in Portland, Oregon at 503-288-5579 or visit our website at www.altmedchoices.com. We specialize in out-of-state recommendations. That's www.altmedchoices.com or call 503-288-5579.
Are you or is someone you know a marijuana smoker? Have you or is someone in your family been arrested for a marijuana violation? You need to know the truth about pot. NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, is the most comprehensive source of information regarding marijuana and its effects on health, as well as legal issues. NORML even offers a database of lawyers specializing in cannabis in your area. NORML, the nation's largest and most successful marijuana law reform organization, has spent decades gathering the knowledge and science on everything related to cannabis. NORML is the best resource to find out the truth about marijuana, connect with a lawyer in your area, or help find an end to prohibition. Information is available at normal.org, that's NORML.org, or toll free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carry.
A Northern California city councilman was shot and killed during a marijuana growing investigation on Sunday night. Jerry Milo had been a member of the Fort Bragg City Council since 1996. He was married with two children, and he also served for a time as the mayor of Fort Bragg, California. Fort Bragg is a city of less than 10,000 in Mendocino County, just north of San Francisco. Milo, who had lived in the area since 1960, had a degree in forestry, and at the time he was working for a private security contractor for a timber company. He had received a report of marijuana growing operation on some of their land and had gone with another man just to investigate. Someone who appeared to be guarding the marijuana operation opened fire, killing Milo, while the man accompanying him escaped and called for help on a cell phone. Now, police do have a suspect. It's a transient from the area that has had police encounters over the year. The suspect's name is Aaron Basler, and he has faced federal charges in 2009 after allegedly throwing packages that contained strange drawings into the Chinese consulate in San Francisco at least four times. He completed a diversion program and those charges were dropped. Now, authorities in California are still searching for that suspect in the fatal shooting, and they have said that the residents should consider him armed and dangerous.
Well, you know, this sucks because anytime there's anyone dying over marijuana plants, it just is the ultimate indicator of what a failure prohibition is. You know, things happen and people get shot and there are disagreements in even with legal things. We know that. But this is so much more exacerbated by the fact that marijuana is illegal. The fact that these guys that are growing marijuana just can't grow it in fields like regular farmers and have just regular fences. No, they got to hire guys with guns to protect their fields because marijuana is worth so much because of prohibition that it's worth taking the risk of ripping it off and trying to sell it for yourself. We need to end prohibition so that people like this city councilman don't have to get shot over it. There's just no excuse for people dying over marijuana.
The laws concerning cannabis paraphernalia in the Victorian state of Australia have changed. The new legislation in Australia's most densely populated state was introduced in Parliament by the Minister for Health today, Mary Woodridge. It will outlaw the sale, display, and supply of bongs in an attempt, officials say, to end the mixed message about the dangers and illegality of marijuana. Woodridge was quoted saying, "While cannabis remains an illegal drug, one of the commonly used methods of consuming it, the bong, has been widely available to buy. Though making the display and sale of bongs illegal, we take them off the shelves of shops and out of the shop windows and stop them from being seen as a normal retail item. The legislation will also ban the sale, display, and supply of bong components and bong kits. This will stop the confusing message that while it's okay to display and sell equipment used for smoking cannabis, it's illegal to smoke cannabis. Now, shops that sell or display bongs will have until the end of the year to phase out their inventory, but after January 1st, each bong sold or displayed can get you a fine of $1,465. A recent survey by the nation's drug and alcohol research team found that a third of Victorians over the age of 14 say they have used cannabis. The director of the drug and alcohol research and training team, Paul Dillon, said that although the legislation may remove the confusion about the illegality of cannabis use, he says that people will still use cannabis at home, but without a place to get bongs, people will be using cannabis in more dangerous implements that they make or find other places, such as plastic containers. I think of the ever-present Honey Bear bong here in America that comes to mind, or smoking out of foil or metals used for other purposes, often inhaling toxic fumes along with the cannabis. Now, although not banned outright, the legislation does include restrictions on the sale of traditional hookahs, often used in Arabic or Middle Eastern communities. Activists in Australia say that a national ban may be introduced this spring.
Well, you know, my home state of Idaho has some pretty severe laws on paraphernalia. Selling any sort of paraphernalia, having a shop that displays it, is a felony, which is worth 9 years in prison and a $30,000 fine. And they're here in Australia, in Victoria State, they're only talking about a $1,400 fine. Did they say anything about jail time behind that, or is it just a fine, Carrie?
Right now, it's just for merchants, and it's a fine.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, they need to go farther in Australia, because since they've implemented this felony law in Idaho, nobody smokes pot anymore. It's amazing. Pot use has completely been eradicated in the state of Idaho. Yeah, that's sarcasm, folks. You can try to ban the bong. It doesn't make any difference. People will find a way to smoke pot. We are the most creative people. We are MacGruber when it comes to put together some way to smoke pot. Banning the bong, all you do is force people to come up with different ways of making bongs and selling bongs without calling them bongs. You know, they'll make them in different shapes. They'll find whatever little loophole in the law they can to get around the paraphernalia designation. Instead of trying these futile attempts to ban the implements people use to consume cannabis, how about recognizing that with a third of your population using cannabis, they can't all be criminals? Let's legalize this thing in Australia, in America, everywhere, so that the implements can be perfectly legal as well.
Now, we have long been telling our listeners to please not give their furry four-legged family members cannabis, but a Seattle company has actually created a cannabis product just for your pets. The company is called Medical Marijuana Delivery Systems, and it has acquired a patent for a marijuana patch that will be used on dogs, cats, and horses that are suffering from arthritis, cancer, and other chronic pain. The patch would allow the transcutaneous delivery of marijuana instead of inhaling or ingesting, neither of which would be appropriate for animals. They say the patch should be available for sale by the end of the year. Although not well known, traditional pharmaceutical painkillers have been proven harmful and often fatal in animals, but they're still being used to treat pain with veterinarians. The cannabis dosage on the patch will be strictly based on weight and species. Now, pets have had serious reaction from accidentally ingesting marijuana or having it deliberately given to them as a prank. And you should also know that many state laws consider it illegal to provide or negligently allow a pet access to marijuana. So here at NSL, we still ask you to please not provide your pet with cannabis. Let's all wait until our vets can do it safely for us.
How weird is that? A pet patch, a cannabis patch for your pets. I think that's a great idea. I can kind of see how people, though, might try to access this and get this for themselves, you know, to put on their own skin. And, you know, more power to them. The power.
Russ, I did want to say this company is actually also producing a patch for humans as well. It's just going to take a little bit more research and development down the line. The pets is the first, they'll be able to get it approved quicker. They were able to get a patent quicker.
Oh, of course, of course. We're not talking about human trials in that situation. And yeah, good for them. You know, I got one of those, like, icy hot back patches the other day, and it, you know, really didn't do much for me. And I thought, wow, how cool would it be if one of these patches, you know, had cannabis salve in it, to help people out. You know, it's an anti-inflammatory, it's a pain reliever. It's just amazing when you start to put your mind to all of the different ways that we could process and use cannabis for health benefits that we can't access right now because, well, it's illegal. No company's going to put the time or investment into it just to have all their assets seized, making something that's illegal. So I'm glad to see these things coming along. But remember, the dark side of this, the other side of this, is the further along cannabis becomes pharmaceuticalized and put into these patches and salves and all these things that are non-whole plants, the more they're going to push to keep us from having the whole plant for ourselves. So remember, it's always good that these things, these developments are happening, but never, never give up the right to home grow.
And we have this story out of Billings, Montana. Prosecutors have filed criminal charges a full 2 years after a traffic accident that ended up killing a toddler. Jonathan Angel, who's 35 years old, was scheduled to enter a plea this morning to a count of negligent homicide, but he didn't show up for court. Now, prosecutors are saying that he might not have received a summons because he's moved several times over the last few years. Prosecutors say Angel was under the influence of marijuana and also driving just 10 miles per hour over the speed limit on his motorcycle when he struck a Toyota passenger car on July 21st of 2009. That car carried 4-year-old Kylie Beeler. Investigators say the child died from blunt force trauma. Now, the boy's mother and driver of the Toyota were uninjured. Prosecutors say that the delay in prosecution stemmed from difficulties in finding and retaining a marijuana expert to testify. Now, they have yet to set Angel's new arraignment date, but we will keep you informed if we find out more information on this case.
Yeah, what a sad, sad story that is. We have to, you know, report on these kind of things. And it does remind us that part of our battle here is remembering the public relations of what we're doing here. And anytime we've got, you know, people that are involved with using marijuana and the death of a child in some sort of car accident, it makes our job that much tougher. It makes it that much more difficult for us to convince the public that, yes, accidents like this will happen, things like this will happen. That's still not the reason to prohibit and throw in prison the people who are using these things responsibly. It's a tragedy. But so is every drunk driving accident that happens out there. And no one's proposing that we make alcohol illegal again to prevent the drunk driving accidents. It is incumbent on us, though, as cannabis consumers, to make sure that we use care and responsibility and don't get behind the wheel when you're impaired.
And this one's a stupid... We have two swishes because it's such a stupid stoner story.
Here we go.
This one doesn't even have to do with actual marijuana, but I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Okay.
A 35-year-old man from San Antonio, Texas, tried to hold up a gas station on Sunday night. Now, he didn't have a gun. He had a fake gun that was actually a hammer disguised as a gun. And with his fake gun, he was trying to steal a box of fake marijuana. The product that you know here is K2. So he started to walk quickly out of the store. But what 35-year-old Dustin Darst... And yeah, I don't usually tell stupid stoners' names on the air, but since this is a stupid fake stoner, I'm going to go ahead and let it slip. So Dustin Darst, he didn't count on a fellow customer having a real gun. So as he was sashaying out of the gas station with his full box of K2 under his arm, that customer, whose name was not released and who was not facing any charges, followed Mr. Darst outside and shot him in his upper left buttock and he was trying to escape. Thankfully, our stupid fake stoner with his stupid fake gun is expected to recover from his wound, and at this time it's unclear what charges he will face. Possibly armed robbery, stealing fake marijuana, brandishing a hammer that would embarrass Thor, or not having the sense to steal something better. But the customer that shot him in the ass can rest easy. According to Title II, Chapter 9 of the Texas Penal Code, you can use deadly force to protect property and prevent another's imminent commission of a robbery.
Yeah, that follows under the Texas statute. He needed shooting. Somebody needed to shoot him. Okay, so fake pot, fake gun... Real wound in the ass. I think all in all, this kind of worked out as karmically well as it could have worked out. I don't even know how to comment on this story other than to say, you know, if you're going to take the risk on stealing something, first of all, never bring a hammer to a gunfight. Number two,
unless it's Mjolnir.
Mjolnir, exactly. and never never risk your ass over fake marijuana.
Let's take a break.
I think we deserve
cherish our unshot asses.
We're going to cherish our unshot asses with some real marijuana. We'll be right back after this.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sail to South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Marijuana and alcohol are the two most popular recreational drugs in America. Marijuana smoking is non-toxic, relatively safe, and has a low risk of dependence. Alcohol drinking is potentially fatal, dangerous to society, and is quite addictive. Marijuana is safer, so why are we driving people to drink? That's the question of the new book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? By Paul Armentano, Mason Tvert, and Steve Fox. Visit Amazon.com or ChelseaGreen.com today to order your copy of Marijuana is Safer, or visit MarijuanaIsSafer.com.
You're listening to 1 hour of random daily toker tunes, the best of Roots Monday, Electric Tuesday, Irie Wednesday, Groovin' Thursday, and a double dose of Rockin' Friday. Our show replay begins at the top of the hour.
U.S. Vienna, Malgo, Brook, Dung, Baria, Herb is medicine to Brook, Dung, Baria, boost the economy and Brook, Dung, Baria, it's helping other states. Brook, Dung, Baria, cannabis for legalized to Brook, Dung, Baria, join and speak your voice. Brook, Dung, Baria, we gonna change the law. Brook, Dung, Baria, we got to educate. Brook, Dung, Baria. Yeah, this is Nayora, you know, bigging up USVI Normal, working to legalize cannabis, you know, for the whole of the Virgin Islands.
USVI Normal is a non-profit organization working to legalize cannabis for the use by the industries and responsible adults. Do your part. Join USVI Normal. Register to vote. Pass the word. Voice your opinion. You can change the law. Contact us for more information at 340-244-9179. You can also visit our website at www.usvinorml.org.
Yar, there be pirates here. Yo, ho, 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 and a ton of good smoke. Har, har.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Roots Monday, our celebration of the music that evolved into the popular modern music of today. We pick the best of blues, country, folk, and jazz with a 420 feel and serve it up for you every Monday. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
Hey everybody, this is Cannon Bob, your host of the Viper Hour, with another video version of your Roots Monday Toker Tune. And don't forget about the Viper Hour every Monday. We have a new show at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern right here on the Normal Network. Stop in for some of that great old jazz, reefer, marijuana, rhythm and blues music from the 1920s and 30s. I'm sure you'll like it. But today we've got a roots reggae tune for you from the great Peter Tosh from 1976, his hit Legalize It. Peter Tosh was born in 1944 in Jamaica. He met Bob Marley in the early 60s and became a member of the Wailers. And in 1976, he released his first solo album entitled Legalize It. During 1987, Peter Tosh seemed to be having a career revival, and he was awarded a Grammy Award for the best reggae performance during 1987 for his album No Nuclear War. On September 11, 1987, just after Tosh had returned to his home in Jamaica, a three-man gang came to his house demanding money. Tosh replied that he didn't have any money, but the gang didn't believe him. They stayed at his residence for several hours in an attempt to extort money from him and tortured him during that time. Later on, shooting him once in the head and killing him. But Peter Tosh lives on through his music in the minds of reggae lovers and Rastafarians everywhere. So sit back and light up a spliff and enjoy Legalize It by Peter Tosh on your Roots Monday Toker Tune.
Rastafarian tradition include our firm belief in the use of marijuana, ganja, cali weed as a sacrament to be performed constantly. Touches militant stance as half thinkers in pain in the hands of Babylon.
Legalize it. Don't criticize. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. I will advertise it. Some call it campaign. Some call it the weed. Some call it marijuana. Some of them call it ganja. Never mind, legalize it. Don't you ever criticize. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. I man will advertise it. Singers smoke it, and the players of instruments too. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. That's the best thing you do. Doctors smoke it, nurses smoke it, judges smoke it. And my lawyer too. So you got to legalize. Don't you criticize. You better legalize it. Yeah, yeah. I man will advertise it. It's good for the flu. It's good for asthma. Good for tuberculosis. And it even cure glaucoma. So you better legalize it. Make it free by smoking. Don't want to be abused for it. In this your time, birdseed city. And love it. Fowls eat it. Even the goats love to play around it. So you better legalize it.
You can't force a white people's philosophy on a black people, especially the people of Jamaica, because nowhere on earth are people as spiritual as the ones in Jamaica.
Sure.
You want a copy of that song for your iPod? Check out the Daily Toker Tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing Media and then Toker Tunes from the main menu.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smokers Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smokers Handbook wove all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more. This is truly, finally, the ultimate guide to green living.
Normal Show Live reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while and share.
All my friends know the lowrider.
This is Normal Show Live.
The lowrider is a little higher.
But we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
The most devastating effect of the war on marijuana is that it is a war on everyday people like you and me. All week, we speak to the doctors, scientists, celebrities, and politicians who make up the professionals fighting for cannabis liberty. But we never forget about the tens of millions who use cannabis, the millions who need medical access to cannabis, and the hundreds of thousands arrested every year for cannabis, and the tens of thousands imprisoned under our marijuana laws. At Normal, we are the Cannabis Consumers Lobby, and we take this opportunity to share the experience of our cannabis community.
Marijuana.
There's no bigger gathering of the cannabis community than the Seattle Hemp Fest, and we just returned from that last week. And I had the opportunity to be on four different stages there at Seattle Hemp Fest, all four of the main stages. Now, my panel that I was on with Steve Elliott and Ngayo Bilem and Morgan Fox and Sean Apple, you can catch that in its entirety at Cannabis Cure TV. That's at youtube.com/CannabisCureTV. Big thanks to Greg from Cannabis Cure for posting those videos. He also took the shots we're about to show you now. Again, I got four opportunities, and the other three were the five-minute speech opportunities in between the bands at Seattle Hemp Fest. And so we're going to show you all three of my speeches at Seattle Hemp Fest back-to-back-to-back, beginning with one called STFU, followed by the normal multiple-choice drug test, and we'll wind it up with Knowing Your Amendments. So let's take it away.
My next brother I'm bringing up here is not only the voice of normal, the voice of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, which is, you know, radio free marijuana as far as anybody's concerned. He's also been a musician up here on this very stage. His name is Russ Belleville, and I'm going to come up here. He's going to spill his guts with some freedom talk for you, because the guy knows what he's talking about, what he's talking about. And he's also got the coolest belt buckle anybody I've ever seen.
Hey, Hempfest, how you doing? Hey, does freedom feel good or what? Is this awesome or what? I love each and every one of you, and I see a whole lot of young faces out in this crowd. And, you know, with the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, I host Normal Show Live. It's our live daily talk radio program. You know, Rush Limbaugh and all those guys talking about, you know, who cares? Well, we got talk radio for us. Talk radio for tokers. We talk about marijuana. We talk about legalizing marijuana. We talk about industrial hemp. And we got a ton of flyers. We'll be passing around all through Hemp Fest. So check it out and visit us at the Normal booth. And while I'm here looking at so many young faces with Normal, one of the things that we like to do is to help young people stay out of jail, because cops are out there and they're looking for you. And the war on drugs. And the war on marijuana is primarily a war against young people. One out of three people between the ages of 18 and 25 will consume cannabis this year. One out of eight will consume every day. Are you one of eight? Should you go to jail for that? All right, so I only have a little bit of time here, and I know you probably went to public school, and they don't teach a whole lot of the Constitution and your rights and how to deal with cops and that kind of stuff when you're in high school. I know they didn't when I was in high school. So I thought I'd come up with a nice, simple, short, easy, internet-friendly, Twitterable way for you guys to remember the most important thing when dealing with a police officer. You guys all on the Twitter and doing the chat and all that texting stuff, you got all those LOLs and LMFAOs and all that. I got one for you that's going to help you when you're dealing with a police officer. It's very simple, and I got some friends that are going to show you how to do this. First of all, Yellowwanna Cake from yellowwannacake.com. Come on out here with the first letter. And then next we've got our letter, a.k.a. Pookie. She came in from Ohio to join you today. We got Phil coming in from Portland, Oregon with the third letter. And then Wiz Calico. Wiz Calico, my friend, my intern. This is the simple acronym that helps you remember what to do when you're confronted by a police officer. Now, I know you young people probably know what it is, but there's older folks like me out there that may not know what it is. So I'd like you to help me help them understand what this means. So on the count of three, we're going to shout it all together. You ready? One, two, three. Oh, dear. That wasn't... I'm in trouble now. No, could you guys turn that around? Flip those over if you would. No, it's stop talking in front of uniforms. I can't believe your filthy mouths. What would your parents think? Stop talking in front of uniforms. You ready? One, two, three. All right, some of you did one, some of you did the other, but you know what? It's all the same. Stop talking in front of cops, because guess what, folks? Cops can lie to you. They can lie to you. Just show me the weed and everything will go a whole lot easier. Yeah, easier for them, because they don't have to prove you committed a crime. You made their job incredibly easy. Officer Donut Stuffer loves it when you tell him that you're smoking pot. So when the cop pulls you over And he says, excuse me, son. Excuse me, ma'am. You've been smoking pot tonight? What do you do? What do you do? When a cop comes knocking on your door saying, wow, this sure is a loud party. You ain't got any drugs and there ain't nothing going on. Can I come into your house? What do you say? When the cops pulled you over and he says, oh, you know, you're going to have to let us search your car or else we're going to bust your windows. We're going to take you in. It's going to be really difficult. The dogs will come. They'll tear up your car. What do you do? That's right. Learn your rights. I encourage all of you to check out normal.org. Also check out a thing called Flex Your Rights. FlexYourRights.org. It has this little 45-minute movie. There's three 15-minute scenes. One is young people like you getting pulled over in a car. Another one is young people like you being pulled over on the street. And a third one is young people like you at a house party. And it shows you how not to talk to the cops the wrong way. And then it shows you how to talk to them the right way that'll help you stay out of jail. Check it out. FlexYourRights.org. Normal.org is our website. Live.normal.org to check out my show. I'm Radical Russ. Give me a hand for all my friends up here and have yourselves a wonderful Hemp Fest and enjoy the Cottonmouth Kings. We'll see you later.
Thank you, Russ Belville, the voice of freedom. Now that means Killer Mountain Cola, right? Right?
He is also the author of Normal's big book of marijuana facts, but you probably know him as the host of Normal's live internet radio podcast, Normal Live Show, where he's known as Radical Russ.
How we doing, Hempfest? McWilliams? Who wants to win something free? Want to win a free t-shirt? Come up here. I need four people to compete to win free t-shirts. Come on up. Hurry. I only got a little bit of time. Here's a gentleman right here. You're contestant number one. Where's contestant number two? I need some ladies here. This ain't gonna be a sausage party here. Let me get a lady up here. Got a lady contestant. Any ladies want to compete in the, you'll win a free t-shirt. Hurry it up. All right.
Contestant three? All
right. Contestant four. Where's contestant four?
My friend Mike.
Contestant four. All right. So, we are going to play a little game here because people ask me, hey, Russ, how do you get a job working for Normal? That must be pretty cool, working for Normal. I have to admit it is. I do Normal Show Live. It's a talk radio show every weekday, 1 o'clock Pacific, at live.normal.org. I have a studio in my house, so my commute is to walk downstairs, load up a big fat bowl, and tell people the news about marijuana. And we do interviews, and we do live music, and all sorts of cool stuff. So check it out at live.normal.org. But people ask me, Russ, when you go to work for Normal, is there a drug test? Ha 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 ha. And I say, well, as a matter of fact, there is a drug test to work for Normal, and it's multiple choice. So, gentlemen, are you ready? You got A, B, and C in front of you, right? These are multiple choice questions, and you're going to answer A, B, or C as to which one you think is right. And whoever gets the most right is the winner of the contest. You get free Normal t-shirts. Are you ready? All right. Question number one. Which one of these three drugs, according to the federal government, is not a medicine? A, cannabis. B, cocaine. C, methamphetamine. A, B, or C? Let's see it. A, B, or C? Hold them up. A, B, or C real quick. Got B. Says cocaine. Says cannabis. The gentlemen who answered A are correct. According to federal law, cannabis is not medicine. Marijuana is not medical. Do you believe that?
No,
that's bullshit if you ask me. But yeah, cocaine and methamphetamine are both prescribable. They're Schedule 2, and yet marijuana is Schedule 1. Coke and meth are legal, but pot is not. All right, question number two. Of these three countries, which one of these three countries locks up the most people in prison? Is it A, China, B, Europe? Well, that's not a country, it's a continent, but you get my point. Or C, the USA? All right, you answered C. You are correct. The United States of America locks up more people, not per capita, overall. We lock up more people than China, and they've got 1.6 billion people.
Fuck the police!
That's right.
That's right.
All right, question. Question number three. There's only two more questions here, and we've got two guys with both of them right so far. So which one of these three chemicals is not a cannabinoid? Is it A, CBD, B, THCV, or C, CBGB? CBGB is the correct answer. CBGB is a punk rock club in New York. And our final question, this is a tough one. In which of these three presidents' career, you know, their term when they were in office, was there less people arrested for marijuana when they left versus when they started? Is it A, Nixon, B, Reagan, or C, Clinton? It is B, Ronald Reagan. At the beginning of Reagan's term, 400,000 Americans were arrested for marijuana every year. At the end of his term, it was 380,000. That's the only president over which the term has gone down, believe it or not, other than President Carter as well. So, right now, how many arrests do we have per year? Twice that, 850,000 marijuana arrests per year. Now, here's a surprise. Since I'm at HempFest and I'm really stoned, I didn't keep score. You're all winners. Bring those to the normal booth down there, and I'll get you free T-shirts. It's past the main stage when you guys are on your way out. Hit me up, and I'll get you a free T-shirt, all right? Also, remember, everybody, register to vote. I know a lot of people don't think it makes a difference, but it really does. You know why they don't ever change gun control laws or abortion laws? Because those people go out and vote. And there are 25 million of us in this country. There are more tokers than Texans. There's more of us than there are people in Texas. There are more daily marijuana smokers than there are people with $5 million net worth. That I like to say there's more daily potheads than rich people. So we've got power. We can recognize that. Please tune into my show. If you'd like to know more about Normal Show Live, I've got all sorts of little flyers with the website and all that. You can download it through iTunes. Keep informed. Keep educated. This was just a cute little game, but really, you got to learn what we're talking about here. This is important. This is your right. Stay out of jail. We love each and every one of you. Peace. I'm Radical Russ out.
Thank you for coming out here, Radical Russ. That was a very informative, and I really like the visual aids.
Russ Bellabelle. He's coming up. He's an outreach coordinator. Anybody here in Normal? Has anybody heard of Normal? Any young kids? National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws. These guys are one of the few groups that are out there that's older than HempFest. One of the few. So please give it up for Russ Bellabelle.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Y'all think we ought to legalize pot? You know, I work for Normal, and I have to try to convince soccer moms and NASCAR dads we ought to legalize pot, and they always say, oh, marijuana legalization, isn't there anything more important to talk about? Well, I got my friends Cannabis Carrie and Cousin Kenny here to help us out. Why is legalizing pot important? It's because you have rights, and these rights are taken away because of marijuana. First Amendment, freedom of religion? Well, not if you're a Rastafarian, I'm afraid not. Freedom of speech? Oh, well, gee, if you are a medical marijuana patient and go to trial, you can't mention that you use medical marijuana. Right to petition? Yeah, we've petitioned to get medical marijuana rescheduled to Schedule 1, but they keep ignoring us. Right to bear arms? If you're a drug felon, you don't get to have any right to bear arms anymore. In my state, they're trying to take the gun permits away from the legal medical marijuana patients. Amendment 3, government may not quarter any soldiers in your home? No, they can't put a soldier in your home, but they can put a GPS on your car in your driveway without a warrant. Fourth Amendment, you got a right to not be searched in your home, your papers, your warrants without probable cause? Yeah, Kentucky v. King, new Supreme Court decision just said the probable cause they need is if they smell marijuana and they hear a noise. If they smell marijuana behind your door and hear a noise, the cops can legally say now, oh, it sounds like they were trying to destroy evidence. Break down your door and take you away in cuffs. How about your Fifth Amendment right? Government cannot compel you to testify against yourself? Well, what do you think a drug test is but testifying against yourself? How about cannot try you twice? Yeah, unless they do that whole tax stamp thing on you and try you for the same crime, but it was a technicality. It was tax stamps. How about stealing your property? Ever heard of asset forfeiture? culture where they take your property because they think it was because you made it from making drug money, and your property's considered guilty until proven innocent. You have to go to court to prove that your car, your house, and your money was actually yours. How about the Sixth Amendment? Right to a speedy public jury trial. Yeah, with sealed indictments. How about the juries that don't know anything about the medical marijuana in the trial? I have two friends in California doing 5 years right now because they went to trial. The cops said that they had 100 plants. They put it in 5-year mandatory minimum. They weren't allowed to say the word medical or marijuana in the same paragraph, or else they'd be put in prison for contempt of court. So much for that right. Right to confront your witnesses. How do you confront a drug dog in court? Woof. Woof, woof, woof. Your Honor, he said woof. All right, how about the right to an attorney? Well, yeah, we can do that for you with normal, but how many of you got the money to afford an attorney? That kind of sucks sometimes. How about your Seventh Amendment right? Civil jury trial. Yeah, but what if you're ripped off by another grower? Can you really take him to court because he ripped you off? No, you can't. You don't have that right as a stoner. Eighth Amendment, no excessive bail or excessive fines. I've seen fines in the millions of dollars, bail in the millions of dollars for people who are doing nothing more than growing houseplants. How about no cruel and unusual punishments? Jonathan Magbe, Washington, D.C., medical marijuana patient, put in jail, put in prison for overnight, was not allowed to have his medical marijuana. He is in a wheelchair. He has asphyxiated. He died in prison over two joints. That's cruel and unusual punishment. Ninth Amendment, the government, just because they put rights in the Constitution doesn't mean you don't have a right. Just because it's not listed in the Constitution doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Well, do you think the hemp farmers, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, would think you have a natural right to grow hemp? Well, we don't have that right. Sorry about that. Ninth Amendment doesn't apply to you stoners. Tenth Amendment. If the feds have a right, doesn't have a right in the Constitution, it's a state's rights. You heard of medical marijuana and them raiding all the states that have those laws? So much for our states' rights. So much for that one. 14th Amendment, citizenship by birth. Well, we're still okay with that one. Right to due process. Well, you can't say medical marijuana in court. Right to equal protection. If you're a medical marijuana patient, you can't travel to most of the United States because your card's not good in that state. Your Washington card is no good in Oregon. My Oregon card is no good in Washington. That's not equal protection. Right to vote regardless of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. In the state of Florida, 19.8% of African American males that are voting age cannot vote because of the state of Florida's drug penalties that do not allow felons the right to vote. So much for that right. Now, do you think it's important to legalize marijuana? Yeah! Don't let anybody tell you that it's not. I'm Radical Russ, normal.org. We'll see you later. Oh, no.
God damn, Russ, you're killing me. I was loving that stuff. What do you guys say about Russ Belville? What do you guys say about Russ Belville? Is that guy a fucking warrior or what? And who's he being a warrior for? You. Thank you so much, Russ.
Just say no.
No matter what you call it, it's a huge part of popular culture.
Where'd you learn that, Cheech? Drug school.
You don't need weed school. You just need a copy of the new book, Pot Culture, The A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life.
Hey, this is great, man.
Even if you never smoked marijuana.
I never used marijuana. Sorry.
Don't think you smoked marijuana.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two and didn't inhale.
Or you used to smoke marijuana.
I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
Pot Culture by former High Times editor Steve Bloom and Shirley Halperin will answer every question you ever had about marijuana culture.
Has that marijuana made it back up here yet?
Check out Pot Culture, the A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life at Amazon.com or visit PotCultureBook.com today.
Too bad, man. I just stopped smoking yesterday.
Warning, Neil deGrasse Tyson may grab you off the street at any minute.
I know that the molecules in my body are traceable to phenomenon in the cosmos that makes me want to grab people in the street and say, have you heard this? The
beauty is this the is Normal Show Live.
Hey, this is Willie Nelson for Normal. And I smoke pot and I like it a lot. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting those who smoke marijuana responsibly. To learn what you can do to help, contact Normal at NORML.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family.
I think I'm entitled. You want answers.
I want the truth.
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
All right, folks, we're going to turn to the mainstream media here. The Sacramento Bee is attacking our own Paul Armentano of Normal. Paul cited a study that came from Craig Reinerman here that showed some of the demographic data on medical marijuana patients in the state of California. Three-fourths were male, three-fifths were Caucasian. Patients were most likely to be between the ages of 25 and 34. People use medical marijuana for relief of pain, spasms, headaches, and anxiety, and for sleep and relaxation. Patients said they use cannabis prior to sleep. The majority use it prior to going to sleep. The majority only use moderate amounts of cannabis. I'm sorry, a plurality, 40%, use a moderate amount of cannabis, you know, 3 grams per week. The use of tobacco was somewhat higher, but the prevalence of alcohol use was significantly lower. Also, their use of other illicit substances such as cocaine, meth, and heroin was also lower than the general population. So Paul wrote this up in a wonderful way that he always does, and it was published as an op-ed in the Sacramento Bee. Well, lo and behold, we managed to get one of the prohibitionists to crawl out of the woodwork here on this one. And this guy's name's Harvey Swenson. He's a retired pharmacist who lives in the Arden Arcade area, responding to this study. And here's where he starts. He says, "It's cherry-picking season for Paul Armentano at Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, where the highlighting of information favorable to legalization of marijuana and suppression of contrary information is normal." Well, no, we suppress the BS, we suppress the bad data, the junk science, yeah, but no, we're willing to give you the full story on marijuana. Anyway, he starts by saying, "This was a sociological study led by Craig Reinerman, a longtime foe of the war on drugs. All data were self-reported or came from physicians who for $50 to $125 provide patients with recommendations used to obtain medical marijuana cards." Now, he also criticizes Paul for listing that the largest group of patients were aged 25 to 54, but not for citing that 17.9% of patients are in the healthy 18 to 24 age group. As if someone who's a patient below the age of 24 must be faking it because, well, everybody aged 18 to 24 is healthy. Oh, I hate when people do that, when they make that stereotype about medical marijuana patients. Another part he says here, he says, "By far the most telling data Armentano omitted is the unbelievable 41.2% of patients who claimed not to have used cannabis recreationally, well below estimates of use for everyone else." Well, no, not exactly. Right now in the United States, we see 56% of the people have not admitted to cannabis use in their lifetime. So we're saying of the people that are using medical marijuana, 2 out of 5 of them didn't use it recreationally before starting to use medical marijuana. I think that's a pretty reasonable number there. It is a lower number than people who have never used marijuana. But that's to be expected. The people who were using marijuana recreationally before medical marijuana existed were no less patients then than they are now, right? If you had anxiety, insomnia, depression, chronic pain, whatever, in 1994, and you're using marijuana recreationally, and then Prop 215 passes in 1996, and now you're a patient, you're still the same sick person using cannabis for medicinal purposes. All that changed was the definition of some law in some book somewhere. That's the only difference here. And this guy continues to go on and he says, "As a pharmacist, I am well aware of the medicinal benefits of cannabis, including those of dronabinol, THC, which has been available by prescription for decades." Well, of course, that's the Marinol pill. And as a pharmacist who makes money dispensing pills, of course you're happy with the dronabinol. And his concluding paragraph here, "I have no doubt that the great majority of users are simply using it to get high. The legalization battle fought last year will be fought again, and people will have to decide if we are to end our drug-dependent terminal slide or not. When that battle is joined, remember that Normal is telling you only what it wants you to know." Right. As opposed to, say, the Office of National Drug Control Policy, which won't tell you a single positive benefit, as opposed to the federal government that continues to say there is no medicinal benefit to Schedule I cannabis, that it cannot be used safely under a doctor's supervision, that it has a high potential for abuse, and that it is not a medicine, while cocaine and methamphetamine are. They're the ones that are cherry-picking, folks, Mr. Swenson. They're the ones cherry-picking. Right here at Normal, we are committed to telling you the truth about cannabis, and we have on many occasions, check our news archives, reported on studies that show some negative effects from cannabis. We had all sorts of people giving us grief over the 5-nanogram data that we were putting up in Colorado. Don't give me that cherry-picking.
This is Normal Show Live. The voice of the marijuana nation.
You can read all of those op-eds up on the Sacramento Bee at sacbee.com, and for Ganja John, Radical Russ is, that's me, Wiz Khalifa and Cannabis Carrie, thanks for joining us. I'm crazy. We're out of here. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.